No other place in Munich is so closely connected with the Nazi movement and its public shows of power as Königsplatz. Its grand classicist ambience made the square the ideal backdrop for staging Nazi spectacles. In 1935, the square's appearance was modified considerably. It was turned into a parade ground and two temples of honor were built. Professor Christopher Baum, director of the Institute for Theater Studies of the Ludwig-Maximilian University Munich.
Man könnte sagen, dass der Königsplatz bereits eine Kulisse.
You could say that Königsplatz was already like a stage set, even before the rise of the Nazi regime. And they were able to continue that tradition.
Das waren die Gegebenheiten.
That's how things were.
Ein zweiter Grund besteht natürlich darin,
a second reason is, of course, that in their view of art, the Nazis, in many ways, wanted to hark back to antiquity.
Das sieht man zum Beispiel in dem,
you see that, for example, in Leni Riefenstahl's Olympics film. So I think those were the reasons why the Nazis were interested in modifying Königsplatz and using it as a backdrop for their ideology.
Man spricht ja von in Zusammenhang mit den Nazis von der Ästhetisierung der Politik.
In connection with the Nazis, people talk about aestheticizing politics, and that was an important aspect for the Nazis in presenting their policies to the public. To achieve this, they also resorted to very down-to-earth measures, and this applied above all to the reconstruction of Königsplatz.
Oder sah der Königsplatz aus wie heute, das heißt also mit Rasen, mit einer Straße,
originally,
mit einer Anhöhe.
Königsplatz looked like it does today, in other words, with grass, with a road running through the middle of it, and with a piece of raised ground. The Nazis changed that, covered the grass with granite slabs. That was the first major change. There were 22,000 large granite slabs, which they used to level the slopes.
Und die Granitplatten sorgten dafür, dass erstens eine schöne Geräusch.
The granite slabs ensured, first of all, that the marching soldiers made a lot of noise. Secondly, the granite slabs were arranged in squares. In other words, they made precise geometric shapes, on which the soldiers could align themselves exactly.
By virtue of its size and central location, Königsplatz had already become a gathering point for political meetings during the 1920s. And even before 1933, the NSDAP showed an interest in this public space so close to its Brown House.
In 1933, Königsplatz was the venue for one of the first major public demonstrations of power. During the nationally organized book burning on 10th May 1933, books by Erich Kästner, Heinrich Mann, Karl Marx, Erich Maria Remarque, Kurt Tucholsky, Theodor Wolff, and many others were burned here.
The newly built temples of honor and the two central party buildings in Azizstrasse fundamentally altered the original architectural balance of the square. The coffins of the so-called martyrs of the failed putsch of November 1923 were put on public show in the temples of honor, which served as the quasi-religious focus of the square. An eternal vigil was posted here round the clock.
As the last stop on your tour, now go to the information board at the corner of Arsesstrasse and Briennerstrasse. There you will see an overview of the many Nazi offices that used to be located in the former Nazi Party quarter. While standing in front of the board, switch on the MP3 player for the last time.